AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. President Biden says the G7 nations have the responsibility to help vaccinate the world.
Our values call on us to do everything that we can to vaccinate the world against COVID-19. It's also in America's self-interest. As long as the virus rages elsewhere, there's a risk of new mutations that could threaten our people.
Biden has pledged a half billion doses. G7 host British Prime Minister Boris Johnson says the leaders of the seven wealthiest democracies will pledge a total of 1 billion vaccine doses to help some 100 other countries vaccinate their citizens in an effort to end the coronavirus pandemic that has killed millions of people around the world. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and other top Democrats call for an investigation following a New York Times report that the Justice Department under President Donald Trump seized the communications data of members of the House Intelligence Committee in 2017 and 2018. In a statement, Pelosi calls the actions yet another egregious assault on our democracy waged by the former president. A prolonged drought in the Southwest has dropped water levels to record lows in Lake Mead. The reservoir supplies water to 40 million people in seven states, including California and Arizona. Arizona is also battling two large wildfires. In this from KNXV, Governor Doug Ducey describes some of the hardships people are experiencing.
Numerous communities have evacuated. Homes have been destroyed. People and pets have been forced to leave belongings behind.
Ducey is calling the state legislature into special session to provide the funding to fight the fires. The National Interagency Fire Center reports so far this year, 23 large fires have burned across nearly 400 square miles of wildlands in nine states. This is AP News. First Lady Jill Biden sends a message with her outfit during her husband's first overseas trip as president.
As the Bidens met with British Prime Minister Boris Johnson and his wife, Mrs. Biden was wearing a dark jacket with love embroidered on the back.
I think that we're bringing love from America.
President Biden has said his first trip is aimed at assuring allies America is back after his predecessor's go-it-alone approach. The First Lady's jacket immediately reminded White House watchers of a message on her predecessor's coat 3 years ago. On a visit to a Texas border town housing migrant kids, Melania Trump's jacket said, "I really don't care, do you?" Sagar Magani, Washington.
The National Weather Service says 15 inches of rain fell from Tuesday through today in parts of Mississippi. Close to 8 inches fell in a single 24-hour period near the city of Greenwood. Hundreds of homes, businesses, and farmland have flooded in northern Mississippi. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that "where's my money" feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.